From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Always glad to have you along with us on ABQ Connect, local live talk, whether it's our neighborhood here in Albuquerque, Bernalillo County, New Mexico, America, or around the world, and you'll find that on today's broadcast. Let me start the show, and I'll try to remind you here in a little bit, some of the content, especially for the first part of the show today, may not be appropriate for little ears. Parents, we're going to be getting an Israel update, I'm not actually sure of all the content, just a heads up there. And you may have heard before the show started a promo for Corey Remembers. It's going to be a free presentation of Corey Remembers up in Santa Fe a week from this Friday, October 20th at 6:30. It's a free event. It's the moving solo performance by Susie Sondogger. She brings to life the late Corey Ten Boom, Susie's depiction of the aged Ten Boom, sharing her accounts of assisting persecuted Jews during World War II, and despite the cruel realities of the Holocaust and her family's heartbreaking experience, the audience does leave with spirits uplifted and hope renewed. I've seen this several times, and something you don't want to miss. It's worth the drive to Santa Fe from Albuquerque, or even, you know, to get there for this on next week from Friday, October 20th, and it's on our website at klyt.fm, all the details about that. And then one more thing we're going to be talking about in detail later in the show is an apologetics evangelism training that's available at Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque. That's central at Moon. It's happening Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. You'll learn how to talk to anyone about truth, God, and the gospel. Questions will be answered like, does truth exist? And if there is God, why is there evil? Is the Bible reliable? And evidence for the resurrection. Details about the event, and we'll repeat this later in the show, are found at faithbibleabq.org. Now, today's schedule, well, real quick, tomorrow on ABQ Connect, Paul Gessing will be with us from the Rio Grande Foundation. And then Friday, our Friday financial update and our Heritage Foundation update, and an interview with Susie Sondogger in preparation for that Corey Remembers presentation coming up at Calvary Santa Fe. Okay, on today's schedule for ABQ Connect, Ray Mondragon was going to fill the entire hour, as he typically does, come in and talk our current topic on creation science. We're going to possibly get to some of that today. But the first couple of segments, certainly we will not. The first segment, I'll introduce Ray. Ray's in studio. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
Good to be with you again.
And you have brought via phone a guest or two with you.
Well, I brought not only a guest, but a friend and an individual that I've grown to love and respect. And he's right in Israel, so he's going to give us a direct report. His family's there now. In fact, what we can do also is turn this hour into a prayer meeting and call on your audience to pray not only for his family that are, I think they're in a shelter right now due to an alert. I don't know if it was an accurate one.
Yeah, we'll get the update. But
from Raleigh.
Yeah. And I'll let you introduce your guest.
Well, Raleigh's a Messianic Jew, and he's in Israel, as I mentioned, and direct evangelism to Jewish people, and he has a way of communicating with most everybody, but particularly Jews, and he's got that background. He's a Jew, but he knows our Lord, Yeshua, and that's what the seminar will be all about as well. And he's an expert in the area of dealing with Jewish evangelism and apologetics. And we intended to promote the seminar, but because of what happened this weekend, I think we're going to expand that a little bit more.
Yeah, well, it's timely. And he's listening now and he's with us. We welcome you onto the broadcast. Thanks for taking the time to update us. And I'll just really kind of throw it to you to let people know about your background what brought you to Israel. I don't know if you were born there or your current state in Israel now, and any updates you have, because I have to imagine you're connected with family and friends that are in the midst of it.
Yeah, hi. This is thank you, Steve. Thank you, Ray. This is David Halevi. I'm the founder and director of Builders of Israel. I'm an American Israeli citizen. And so we immigrated to Israel to bring the gospel to the Jewish people. My family's Jewish. Of course, we're followers of Nazareth, Jesus the Messiah. And it's been a tough few days. Very, very tough. We've lost more Jewish lives in the last 3 days since the Holocaust. And to put that in perspective, if it was the U.S., we would have already lost about 40,000 American lives. And so Israel is a country that is defended by its population, are not just soldiers, but also men and women who are called up for normal everyday jobs to defend their homes.
Now, for those,
and unfortunately, yes, go ahead.
David, not familiar, the norm in Israel is for citizens to serve in the IDF. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is the norm. Of course, some do not serve, but yes, it is the norm. My son is in the IDF as we speak.
And which I mean, essentially, even people who've served and have done their time and are out, essentially leaves Israel with a standing army.
Yes, that's correct. So, I mean, I don't know the exact numbers of active military. At any given time, we have between 400 and 500,000 reservists that could be called up at any moment.
Yeah, and it's my understanding. I mean, I think I've heard as many as 300,000 already being called up.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, so what can you tell us? Let's go back for those who, I don't know, were somewhere without any kind of media over the weekend that may have missed what's happening. Let's just make sure we're covering it all. What happened over the weekend and how has that progressed?
Over the weekend, we had a surprise attack from Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Of course, this is the elected terrorist organization which runs the Gaza Strip. And they broke through the Gaza border and proceeded to take over a minimum of 11 towns of various sizes and defense systems within them. But very unexpectedly, they also took over at least two military bases, including tanks and trucks. And this was all accompanied with a massive rocket barrage we have not seen since the 50-day war of 2014. And because of that, they began to go house to house and massacring Israelis in their homes.
Yeah, I did see on a news report, I mean, there was a large you would be better to articulate the festival or the celebration that was happening this weekend. And I know that there was a large party near the Gaza Strip that was affected by that, and many died.
Yeah, hundreds were killed where they stood completely unprotected. Look, Hamas is no different than ISIS. They give no quarter. They murder babies. They beheaded children in front of their mothers. They are the most despicable of despicable, I won't even call them human beings. They're completely demonic in their representation. But I think it's important for people to understand that, the news that you get in the U.S. is not necessarily accurate. It's always skewed to underreport numbers to make it seem less evil than it is. And so, literally, I don't think we will see any less than maybe 1,500 to 2,000 when it's all said and done of innocent people, civilians in their homes who were hiding from the rocket attacks, but then were broke into by Hamas and then murdered where they slept, where they, whatever it was. It was just completely horrific.
Well,
they would still be doing it now if we weren't responding.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we share this information. David, would you agree? Because certainly, I mean, I can't say, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure we're going to see a response in the coming days and weeks. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, and war is horrific. War is very ugly. But when, you know, and in the world we're living in now, I mean, you know, starting probably in the Vietnam War, you know, war was brought into our living rooms. And when people start to see the images that are going to be coming, well, that have already begun to come, you know, from the horrific acts that you mentioned already. But the IDF, you know, I would expect that there's going to be a response, and people need to remember what happened when they see what's potentially going to be happening in the days and weeks.
Not only that, it's very important to understand. You might comment also, Raleigh, on the hostages that have been taken by Hamas and the dire situation they are in.
Yes, yeah. So Hamas has taken, we don't really even know the numbers at this point, but between 165 and 200 hostages, some American hostages. Some of those have been killed. Some of those are babies. Some of them are Holocaust survivors. And so, yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. You know, Israel is always criticized for responding to these things, but if we do not respond, we do not have the ability to lose a single conflict. If we lose a single conflict, we no longer exist as a nation. But I also want to, you know, people to understand that, biblically speaking, Israel will survive. I have no doubt in my mind we will survive this. It will be very difficult. We will lose more lives. But the only reason that you, as if you're listening to this and you have faith in Yeshua of Nazareth as your Messiah, the only reason that you can trust in him keeping his word to you is that he has kept his word and will continue to keep his word to the nation of Israel.
Amen. Amen to that. You know, the other thing I want to touch on, and I don't want to get real political. However, on this show, we regularly encourage the body of Christ, because we have the freedom to do that in America, to register to vote and to actually go vote. And I bring that in because $6 billion was freed up to Iran recently from the current administration. And it's no secret to the United States, to Israel, to Netanyahu, that Iran is proxy. Well, I should say actually, Hezbollah and Hamas are a proxy for Iran, and certainly a large portion of that $6 billion probably ended up paying for a large portion, if not all, of the 5,000 rockets we saw fly into Israel on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure the current status of the money, the $6 billion. I think it might actually still be an escrow. But the reality is the government and other foreign entities have funded the leadership of the Gazan people, which is Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority for the past 20 years. And so all of that money, if you ever go to Israel and you look at the infrastructure of those places, they should be the nicest places on earth. You're talking about tens of billions of dollars. But they don't use it to build infrastructure and help out the people that they govern. They use it to build missiles and tunnels and attack us. And then eventually, as you've seen, with this past few days, infiltrate and murder us.
Yeah, the current administration also has not enforced some of the restrictions on Iran. They've lifted some of the Trump, sanctions. And they've generated billions of dollars just from that alone. So,
and that's where it gets to where I'm saying it's important, whether it's our local elections or, you know, a year from November when we go to vote for a new president and a new, you know, or for the next president. It's important that our voice is heard, and it's important that we're well informed and know these things, because it does matter. And I also want to. Speak, you know, reiterate what you said a couple of times about the impact on Israel. It's easy being this far away in America to not really have a comprehension for what is happening. I was listening to Amir Sarfati earlier this week, shortly after the attacks, and he said it would be the equivalent to Hezbollah or the terrorists in Afghanistan attacking New York and bringing 2,000 Americans back to Afghanistan. It's proportionately a large, it's huge what's happened in Israel. It's horrific. Let me get back to where we were headed at the beginning of what you said, Ray. It's just so important that the body of Christ is on their knees, they're praying, they're verbally supportive. How much does all of that mean, David?
It means a great deal. I think that, followers of Yeshua should be the greatest advocates of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. And so, unfortunately, many of them are not, and they kind of, for some reason, take the side of the Palestinian offensive. But, I understand the nature of truth and that it's important to follow truth no matter where it leads. And I believe that you will be, as God promised Abraham and then Isaac and Jacob, if you are a blessing to Israel, then he will be blessed. And it means, in the Hebrew, it means ultimately better off. This is the heart of God, to see his nation, the nation of Israel, thrive. And so for us, it means the world that you guys are praying for us, and we need it. This is not some trivial thing that we're asking people to pray. We want you to please stop what you're doing and continually pray throughout the day for what's going on.
Yeah, and as far as the seriousness, I mean, you'd be able to probably better speak to it, David, than I could. But, I mean, I'm in my 50s, and this is probably the most significant wartime event to happen in or with Israel since maybe the early 70s.
Well, it's been 50
right,
years.
Yeah, I think we saw in 1973 the Yom Kippur War.
Right, 50-year anniversary.
An army advance nearly took over the Golan Heights. But again, this is unprecedented from a terrorist group. That was army against army, a little different. They're actually fighting our military and not just coming in and taking out civilians.
Yeah, and that's something for others to realize, too. I mean, when it's army against army, it's uniform, you know who your enemy is. You can look and see. This is a totally different way. David, you know what? We're up against a break, but before we put a bow on our update on Israel, I just want to throw it back to you and make sure there's nothing else that we didn't cover you want to make sure is said.
One thing I'd like for you to cover when we come back is give us an insight into the ministry and some positive things that are going on in Israel, some of the things that you are doing so that your audience can pray for your ministry as well.
Sure, would be happy to do those. Thank you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll find out more about the ministry that David is involved with in Israel and more on the apologetics evangelism training that's going to be available as well. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Remember the live service from Calvary Church tonight, and Pastor Skip deviating from the current study to bring us an update on Israel. We'll be able to hear and see an interview that Skip is doing with Joel Rosenberg to get an update from him. And then Skip's taken dozens of trips to Israel and brought dozens of people with him each time. And the gentleman who typically leads those, who is the tour guide, Steve, and it's Steve the tour guide. That's the all I know him as. He has served in the IDF, I believe he's a native of Philadelphia, actually. And I do believe he's in Israel. Skip was able to catch up with Steve as well. We're going to hear updates from both of them tonight. So that'll be at service at 6:30 at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And of course, you can find it online at calvarynm.church or listen to the broadcast tonight on 88.3 FM. It'll also be heard on our website at klyt.fm. We're in the midst of a conversation. Ray Mondragon is our guest today. Ray typically coming in representing the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico and sharing that information with us. And we may get to some of that today, not sure. But we've deviated from our normal content to get an update from a colleague and friend of Ray's, David Halevi. Is that how you say it, David?
Yes, Halevi, correct. Thank you.
David, before, what we do want to know is about the ministry and what you're able to do in your outreach to the Jews in Israel. As I said prior to going into the break, if there's any, to put a bow on our update in Israel, if there's anything else that you were unable to share with us, I want to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, I think as we speak, things are heating up in the north. My friends in intelligence are telling me that they fully expect Hezbollah to attack. Most of the residents of Haifa are being ordered underground if they can get there. Damascus, we saw them mobilizing in some areas, and they were quickly warned by the Israeli military that if they do anything, they will level the entire city. And so Israel's not messing around. We are taking everything extremely seriously. And so, you know, my family and I live in the north, and so we are certainly concerned. We've already had sirens go off, et cetera. And there have been, the problem is it's the fog of war right now. There are lots of rumors going around of what's happening and what's not happening, and we really don't know.
Well, you know, and I think in retrospect, for those who've heard liberal voices coming out of Israel for years now saying that the land gained by Israel, and I forget which war it was, but when they were able to acquire the Golan Heights, those that were saying, the voices that were saying, oh, it should be given back and the border should be brought down to Lake Tiberias or the Sea of Galilee. Clearly, at a time like this, it's very clear as to why, no, it was not a good idea. And just like proportionately with people, the land is the same way. It's just maybe speak a little bit more to that, David.
Sure. The our current border situation is vastly better than it was pre-1967 or the Six-Day War. And if it were not as such, we would have basically no warning of any attack coming from the north at all. And so it's extremely important that we keep the Golan Heights, which were won fairly in war through international law. I think it's also, you know, I think it's very important to understand in general with the border as a whole, the Palestinian leadership back in 1947 never signed off to a single border agreement. Therefore, any claim that they would have on any potential land from that point forward is null and void. They decided, and we could go to quote after quote, to say we are going to go to war with you and wipe you out if we can. That was their statement, and that was their position. And so any claim to any land that Israel occupies today is completely null and void.
Yeah, well, and that voice you were just saying as far as what their wishes were for Israel sounds much like the rhetoric we're hearing coming from Iran.
Amen. Yeah, exactly.
Well, with that being said, again, thank you for the update, David. We know you're closely connected to your family is there, and we do encourage our listeners to continue to lift up your family and all of Israel in their prayers. But if you can, frame the ministry that you're doing in Israel to the Jewish people.
Sure. And yeah, thank you. I think there's a brief analogy I like to describe or to use that I came up with to kind of describe how the Christian world has treated the Jewish people and on the positive side. Okay. So obviously we know the history of the persecution against the Jewish people that was oftentimes from a Christian source like the Catholic Church or even some of the reformers, et cetera. But on the positive side, I think that the evangelical community has been extremely beneficial and loving towards the Jewish people. But the way that I kind of just to kind of, I don't know, create a picture of it is that imagine we adopted a child. There was an orphan. We adopted the child. And in this instance, the Jewish people are the children or the child, et cetera. And the Christian community is the family adopting that child. And as the evangelical community has given it the best clothes, it's bought it a nice car, you know, when it went to college, it's sent it to the best schools. It has, you know, a really nice room and wonderful living space in the house that you gave it, but you've never given it a meal. I think that is kind of what has happened with the Jewish people. So in other words, you know, Christians like to send, and they should be, you know, supporting Israel with, you know, let's buy Israel an ambulance. Let's buy them some food to help out with Holocaust survivors. Let's equip some bomb shelters, all good things. But if you don't bring the gospel to the Jewish people, they are starving. And none of those temporary things are helping in the eternality of the position of the Jewish people with God. And look, I'm a Jew. Most of my family are not believers, okay? But the reality is that truth states that if you are not following Yeshua as the Messiah, if you are not trusting him for your salvation and reconciliation back to God, you are separated from God. And so our heart and goal as a ministry is to bring the gospel to our Israeli neighbors, and that's Arab and Israel and Jewish alike. So we don't discriminate either one. We have lots of conversation with Muslims as well, But our goal is to bring, do the most Jewish thing that I think a person can do, which is to bring the gospel to the Jewish people in Israel and beyond.
So, and I'm going to imagine that the conference will go into detail about that. But are there some practical steps you can give our listeners that may have Jewish friends who they're very close to, and you know, is sharing the gospel with a Jewish friend any different than it would be with an unchurched friend?
Yeah, I think it's very different. I actually wrote a book called "Returning the Favor: An Ambassador's Guide to the Jewish People." You can get it on Amazon. And basically, we go into great detail on how to do just that. And so if I was just to do just one quick tip, it would be do some research in understanding the background of how Jewish people view the church, how Jewish people view Christianity. And because if you understand the baggage that you bring to the table, you're more understanding when they have objections to what you yourself believe. And that's just one specific thing. So I think that the second thing real quick that I'll say is that the more you understand the Jewishness of Jesus, the Jewishness of our faith in him, the more equipped you're going to be able to relay that Jewishness to a Jewish person. Most Jewish people never even consider Jesus as being the Messiah because they say, I was born a Jew, I'll die a Jew. Well, I agree with you. You will, and I will too. But that has nothing to do with what you believe in. It has to do with who you are as a person in your essence and who you were born to be.
You know, I recall, I think it was while I was in Israel, and I'm not sure, but it may have even been Steve, the tour guide, who I was visiting with. Regardless of who it was a Messianic Jew who said to me that it was the prophecy of, you know, the weeks described in Daniel and the Messiah's entrance into Jerusalem that finally, you know, broke through the veil, that the Holy Spirit reached him at that point, and he knew Jesus was the Messiah. And you know, even just understanding some of those prophecies and being able to articulate them, how important is that?
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, and praise God for that. That's awesome. I love that story. But I will say that, you know, when Jewish people run the gamut, you know, we have atheist, agnostic, Hindu, Buddhist, Orthodox Jews, conservative Jews, as far as their religious beliefs. So it kind of, you really have to meet them, you know, as Paul says, be all things to all people. You have to meet them where you are, where they are. And one thing that we teach in the seminar that's coming up at Faith Bible Church is that, you know, don't go read 100 books about Judaism and think you know what Jewish people believe. If you have a Jewish friend, just ask them what they believe. It's a whole lot simpler to do that than to just, again, go back and do all this research that maybe may or may not apply to them at all.
Yeah, that's some great insight. And Ray,
a lot of Jewish people don't know the Bible, and that's part of the problem. And we, I think, as Christians, sometimes assume that they do. So getting to know them is key, I think.
Well, I think you touched on it, David, too, whether Jewish or Arab or unchurched or American, you know, it's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Right.
And they're all just unredeemed people prior to having Christ as well. Christ is their Messiah, whether they accept that or not. But it is interesting. You know, in some ways, it's the same, David, it sounds like, but in some ways, important. You know, to understand, like you said, from your Jewish friend or a Jew that you're just meeting for the first time and talking to, just to have an evangelical discussion to better understand what they believe.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, another thing that we would do the seminar and our training and everything is that just for a month or two, go out and interview people about their belief system. Just go and ask them, you know, with no other intention, just ask questions and shut up and listen, right? but also, when you're doing that, you're going to find something. You're going to find out that, one, people are not as scary as you thought they were. And two, people are not as smart as you thought they were. And also, you're probably not as smart as you thought you were, you know? So Just go out and have those conversations. I think you're going to be amazed at what a good time you have, how thankful people are of having those kinds of conversations.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned earlier in the show the apologetics evangelism training that's happening at Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque. It's on Central at Moon. It's scheduled for Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. And I know, David, your plan was to be there, but we're all assuming that you're going to be busy in Israel with family and friends probably not going to be able to be there, but there is a plan for this to continue, isn't it planned to continue?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, my partner in crime here is Aaron Marshall. Aaron Marshall is chapter director at Utah Valley University of Ratio Christi. And we have been doing a podcast together called Jew and Gentile Radio for the past 6 years. We cover all kinds of apologetic and faith-based topics. You know, giving a defense for the hope that is within us. And so Aaron is who I do these seminars with. We do them together. We also lead intensive evangelism mission trips in both Utah and Israel. And so for my part, Dr. Mondragon is going to fill in for me talking about Israel. But Aaron's still going to be there and to lead along with Ray, all of the apologetic and evangelism training.
Okay, I tell you what, we're up against a break again. We'll take a quick break, and when
we come back,
are you able to stay with us, David?
Yeah, I can stay one more segment if that helps.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll come back and talk more about the specifics of that weekend and how people can be a part of it. We'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We've been in the midst of a conversation with our in-studio guest, Ray Mondragon, and his colleague and friend, David Hachlevi. And David, you actually, just going into the break, mentioned your partner in ministry, Aaron Marshall, that works with you on a podcast, as well as the upcoming apologetics evangelism training Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th at Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque, Central at Moon. Ray, I'm going to throw it to you. And if Aaron is available, for you and Aaron to kind of walk, and David, to walk through what people can expect at the conference.
Yeah, David, why don't you first give us a little more detail and introduce Aaron, and then Aaron can start off and basically talk about the first hour and maybe the next hour or a little detail.
Sure. And before I go, guys, I want to mention that if people would like to contribute to just some of the basic needs of soldiers in Israel right now. We're trying to. My wife is buying supplies and going and dropping off at our local base. It's stuff like shaving creams, socks, you know, undershirts, soap, that kind of stuff. When you get 350,000 people called up out of nowhere, you need supplies. If you want to go to buildersofisrael.com and click on donate, and just in your instruction line, just put army supplies. That would be. I'm sorry. Yeah. What did I say? Oh, buildersofisrael.net. I'm sorry.
Buildersofisrael.net. And there's a donate Correct. Button there. And for those who missed it earlier in the broadcast, David's son is currently active in the IDF.
And that's David's. Yes, that's David's website, basically.
Right. So I've got Aaron with me here, and I can give that information again at the end if y'all would like. But I'd like to turn it over to Aaron and just have him talk a little bit about how the seminar works and what we talk about.
Very good. Well, Aaron, welcome on to ABQ Connect. We appreciate your time and your investment in Albuquerque with this coming training.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having us on and you know, excited for us to come. Obviously wish that different circumstances and David and I could do it together. But yeah, at the seminar, I mean, one of the things that we've done, I mean, literally between the two of us, thousands of conversations over the last decade. And what we found is that a lot of people have desires to have these conversations. They want to talk to people about their faith, but they don't really know how. So what we want to do is equip people to be able to have conversations and not to think they have to go door knocking or, you know, do tracks or go downtown with a megaphone, although those things are good. But we want to just how can I just have regular conversations with my friends, family, colleagues, whatever, just in day-to-day life, and I can turn those to spiritual conversations. And so what we do in the first half of the seminar or the, you know, conference, which would be Friday night in Albuquerque, is just like the philosophy of how to have these conversations. And so we talk about the nature of truth. We talk about how to engage in these conversations just using questions and not, you know, not necessarily preaching at people, but asking them about what they believe. And then we talk about sort of where trying to find out where people are, and then what are conversations or questions that are appropriate to somebody in that stage of life. A lot of times we try to have conversations with somebody that's, you know, in one area of life that we try to force them to have a certain conversation that they're just not ready for or not willing to have. And so that can be unproductive. And so that's kind of the first thing, just the philosophy of how to have these conversations. And then on Saturday, what we'll do is we'll just say, look, if Christianity is kind of like a house and there's some certain beliefs you have to be in the house, obviously within the house we can have different beliefs, you know, we can have lots of different views on these secondary and tertiary issues, but the first, you know, does God exist? Can we trust the Bible? Did Jesus rise from the dead? These are these central questions that we have to be able to answer in the affirmative. And if we can, we can give good evidence for that to our friends. Those are the kinds of questions that we think people are most, you know, that they need to get good answers to in order to put their faith and trust in Jesus. So that's what we'll do. And then David usually does a talk at the end about Israel and how important, you know, Israel is in, you know, for our faith. And we kind of just say, look, maybe some people theologically disagree with that, but what we've taught you the first night is how to have these conversations, how to wrestle with these questions. This applies theologically. This applies for political discussions. I mean, it applies for all areas of your life. So if we have in-house theological differences, great. Now we're equipped to have those conversations, and they can be productive instead of just, you know, us yelling at each other or just not talking, which is kind of usually the two ways that it usually goes.
Okay, now that kind of covers the first night, and you know, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's similar to, I mean, to what I've even talked to Ray about this before. I've been in conversations before with others who claim Christ, and it was on those secondary issues. And, you know, it's so important that we get to what is primary, which obviously is the gospel, which in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, where Paul told us, he said, I delivered to you as of first importance, primarily, first of all. And it sounds like that's a good portion of what's probably going to be covered that Friday evening. Is that right?
Well, so Friday night is sort of the philosophy of how we do it. So that's, we talk about the nature of truth. We talk about tactics in these conversations. We talk about trying to find categories of where people are. And then Saturday morning will be, does God exist? Can we trust the Bible? Evidence for the resurrection. My context, as David said, my context is in Utah. So we do ministry amongst the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so they are people, super nice people. We love them, but profess to be Christians, but have a different view of God, a different view of Jesus, a different gospel. And so what we have to do in these conversations is we have to define our terms, and we have to make sure that we're talking about the same gospel, the same God, the same Jesus. And so what we do in this seminar is try to help people think better about these things, because a lot of times our position is people aren't thinking well about the most important things. And in doing so, we can have better conversations. And obviously, like you said, I mean, our goal is that we get to share the gospel with them, and we want them to come to know Jesus in a saving way.
Yeah, and it's so important. You know, one of the things you mentioned, clarifying definitions, because I know in that conversation I was talking about, we were bantering back and forth for a couple hours on those secondary things. And when it finally got down to it, here's what really turned a light bulb on. I was like, okay. We tried to find something we could agree on. And where the hitch came in is when we said, Jesus equals God. And then all of a sudden, people who I thought were brothers and sisters said, well, he's the son of God. You know, he's the son of... And how important those defining issues are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so that's why for us, we would say the most important, if I'm going to have an evangelistic conversation with somebody, or if I'm going to talk about politics, or like even if I'm going to have a theological discussion with my fellow brother, you know, or sister in Christ, we have to get the nature of truth right. So that's why we start off with the nature of truth. And what we tell when we're doing evangelism here in Utah, and you know, we'll talk to Mormons and atheists, and, you know, David's talking to, you know, to Jewish people, and we're talking to anybody, is if we're willing to pursue truth wherever that will take us, then we can actually say, you know, we're in some sense, we're on the same team, because we're willing to go wherever the truth leads. Now, we think that truth obviously leads to the biblical Jesus, and if someone is willing to start to think of it that way, then we can have honest discussions and we can give them the evidence. A lot of people, when they have a functional view of religion, and they just think that you're picking your favorite flavor of ice cream, or just, you know, what you prefer, And if that's all you're doing, then, you know, let's, you know, and you don't care about truth, that's fine. Like we always say, let's just get pizza and hang out and be friends. But if you do care about truth, we believe the evidence is on our side. We can help people to both learn the evidence and then be able to help their friends see the evidence. And that points them to the biblical Jesus. And then, you know, we want people to not just know that it's true, but obviously put their faith and trust in Jesus. And so we think that this conference, it's like we've done thousands of these conversations. And so we've kind of distilled all of, you know, after lots and lots of terrible conversations on our part, all things we learned how to do wrong, you know, by trial and error, we said if we could have one conference, you know, one day, 2 days, to really distill everything we've learned and what has been the most effective for us to have good conversations with people, this is what we've discovered, these topics. And that's why we think that it'll be helpful for your people and anybody that would want to come to be able to have better conversations just in life. And again, evangelistic, political, theological, whatever it is, if you will come and listen, you know, and we found that this will help you in all those areas that has been super helpful and productive for us in all the conversations that we have.
Well, we've been in the midst of a conversation with Ray Mondragon, David Halevi, and Aaron Marshall, talking about the Apologetics Evangelism Training coming to Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque on Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. It's Friday evening starting at 5:30, and that Saturday morning starting at 8:30. The details are on the website at faithbibleabq.org. I don't want to just cut you guys off and let you go, but you've been more than gracious to give us all kinds of time for today's show, including an update on Israel and David's ministry in Israel and the conference. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Ray kind of cover the second day of the conference more in detail and what he'll be covering, just to give you an outline and a better idea. But Ray, David, and Aaron, anything else before we finish this conversation on the phone?
No, I think just real quick, Steve, one more thing. Again, if people want to donate to Army Supplies to help us out there, it's buildersofisrael.net. Just go there. And just a general donation to the ministry that we can use how we see fit, the same place, just put general donation in the tagline. But thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate you bringing us on and letting us just, you know, share the truth about what's going on in Israel and also, you know, about how to share the gospel with anybody.
All right. Aaron, anything else?
No, just, you know, just pray for David, pray for his family. I know it's been hard on him, and he's, you know, going to get back there tomorrow. And just praying for, you know, like we always said, the only thing that's going to solve this is people coming to know Jesus, you know, yeah, as the true Messiah. And so that's what we're praying for, and you know, that's what we all need.
Amen. Well, thank you both. Ray, anything before these guys go?
I'll just wait till the last segment, okay, and I'll add some things.
All right. Well, traveling mercies to you, David, and I look forward to having you here in Albuquerque, Aaron. Thank you both again, and we'll have to have you back another time hopefully in a better time on ABQ Connect. Thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with Ray Mondragon, more on the Apologetics Evangelism training that's on the way to Albuquerque in the end of October. We'll get to those details right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us much of the hour talking about the Apologetics Evangelism Training coming to Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque, Central at Moon on Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. David, who was our guest earlier in the show, was going to be here to be part of that. He's headed back to Israel. That's where he lives with his family. So clearly the place for him to be is there at this time. But his partner in ministry, Aaron Marshall, will be, who we had on the show earlier, will be at the training, as will be Ray Mondragon, who we regularly have on ABQ Connect and is in studio with us. Ray, not to give away everything, but mm-hmm, you will be spending some time teaching at the training in David's stead. So
right,
we appreciate that.
Right. Yeah. He asked me to kind of fill in. And one of the main things I'm going to emphasize is the concept of the title that he was going to deal with is Israel, the Key to Understanding Scripture. And I'm going to broaden it. And actually, what I teach is to understand world history, you have to understand Israel. So I'm going to do a little bit of what I normally do on world history is Jewish from eternity to eternity, and one of the focuses will be on the covenants of Israel, because they are crucial in understanding not only how God is dealing with Israel, but also to understand world history, because they're the covenants that God has entered into with Israel are actually the outworking of world history, and we can demonstrate that from Scripture. So that'll give a broad picture of the place of Israel, not only in world history, but in the heart of God and what God is doing in the universe and has been doing from the very beginning. So that's kind of an idea of what I have in mind, and I've got to kind of consult more with David to make sure I don't miss anything okay. that he wants covered.
All right. And one thing we haven't mentioned, now the conference, it's a free event. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, for those who've been listening, it's like, oh, I don't know. Well, it's...
No, it's free.
The price is right.
Right.
Yep. So you want to be a part of that. And we'll continue to let you know more between now and the end of the month. You'll hear the various announcers on the radio station reminding you about the apologetics evangelism training that's coming. And
now it is a free event.
Yeah,
but David won't mention it. In fact, he probably will not ask for any donation or anything, but he is highly underfunded, and there'll be an opportunity to give a donation. I don't think he's going to make a big deal out of it, but I want the audience to know, and people that do come, that he is underfunded, and
there may be a love offering at the event.
Well, we'll have a love offering.
Yeah, very good. All right. Now, does that pretty much cover as far as the training? Because I know there's some other things you wanted to touch on Israel.
Well, I think your audience, since we don't have much time to get into the age of the universe today, why don't we just focus on Israel? And one thing I wanted to call attention, and we'll probably, I don't know all of the details, but one of the things I would bring up at this conference is make people aware a little bit of the history of the church in relationship to Israel, and that spills over into the situation today. And unfortunately, today there are a large number of people that hold to what's called replacement theology. Now, many wouldn't hold to the full-blown concept of replacement theology. And what that is, basically, is since Israel rejected her Messiah, and since God judged Israel in 70 AD as evidence of that judgment, and they've been scattered all over the world, the idea of replacement theology, God is done with Israel. Israel has no future. God has judged them. And
so some say.
Well, that's the replacement
theology.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a large portion of the church today believes that. And they believe that the church now has replaced Israel and thus is the center of what God is doing. Now, it's partially true in that in this dispensation, in this time frame, the church is the main place that God is dealing. And it includes both Jew and Gentile, but replacement theology kind of minimizes the Jew aspect. But this is a time frame in a broader plan of God that includes Israel overall, and I believe that world history is Jewish, and God still has a future for the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. In fact, I recently just did a little study on that this week, actually, in light of the situation in Israel. And from Romans 11 refutes the concept of replacement theology. And it does, in fact, tell us that God not only has a plan, and yes, Israel is set aside temporarily and under discipline, but not abandoned. And that's because of the covenants that God has entered into. And Romans 9 through 11 explained that all of Israel will be saved. That's Romans 11. And that's not in the church time frame. That's after the church is taken out. In other words, the rapture. There's still a period of transition called a seven-year tribulation. And that's followed by a millennial kingdom. And Israel will be the prominent nation during the millennial kingdom. So this idea of replacement theology, not only is it damaging, but historically was the next step to anti-Semitism. And the church has a history of anti-Semitism, and that's a little bit of what David was alluding to.
And I want to encourage our listeners, too, many of which listen to the live service from Calvary Church over the weekend, either Saturday nights at 6:30 or Saturday nights at 7 on the radio, and then Sunday mornings at 11:30. Skip covered exactly what you're talking about during his series, The End Is Near. And that's available at calvarynm.church. You'll find in more detail and obviously what we did in 5 or 10 minutes, Ray, very timely. And that may be some of what is covered during the conference, or
I'm not sure exactly. Okay. But the study that I did is on my website as
well.
All right.
We have a short amount of time left, and I do want to make sure that our listeners know that the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico that meets the third Tuesday of each month at Faith Church on Central at Moon, they are meeting next
Tuesday.
It is next Tuesday, and they've changed the schedule again.
Yep.
But it's for good cause. Dr. Danny Faulkner, who's going to be actually on ABQ Connect Friday, day mm-hmm. after tomorrow, will be joining us from Answers in Genesis, is going to be speaking at that Tuesday night meeting at Faith Church next week.
Right.
And then the following month in November, you'll hear from Dr. Marshall Jordan on the topic of, can radiocarbon dating fit a biblical time scale? And then, are we getting you back on the schedule? Are you going to be the following month, or...
Well, that's a plan on my calendar. I don't know about yours.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm going to have Marshall Jordan as a special guest on our session as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So he'll give a little bit of an intro to his talk. And what I had planned was to talk about radiometric dating more broadly. So all right. I'll probably follow through on
that. Well, Ray, thanks to you, David, and Aaron for the time today. An encouragement for our listeners to continue to pray for David and his family, all of Israel, our nation's leaders, and for peace in Israel. Ray, thanks again. We'll do this again next month and look forward to talking to you and Dr. Jordan.
Yep.
All right.
MJ.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.